with a burst of confetti, balloons, and streamers, plus an emotional appearance by the musical's original star, Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera, set a theatrical record Monday night, becoming the longest-running show in Broadway history. The Phantom opened at the Majestic Theater in 1988. Monday night's show marked the 7,486th performance. Webber, who walked the red carpet with original Phantom star Michael Crawford, divulged a little-known fact.
Can I tell him a secret?
Mm-hmm.
Michael's never seen it.
I don't know. Are you going to change that this evening?
Yes. Yeah. Good. This is the first time.
So how are you feeling about that?
I'm really, really looking forward to it. Yeah.
Why have you not seen it before?
It was too close to me. But the time is right now.
Music shall caress you.
The show tells the tale of a disfigured musical genius who hides in the Paris Opera House. He falls in love with a young woman who then becomes his protege. The musical has earned nearly $600 million in its New York run, but in London, the show has surpassed the $3 billion mark. In 2004, Phantom reached a new audience with the movie version. Patrick Wilson, who plays Raoul in the film, attended the record-breaking event.
Well, I think people are always interested in a love story, you know, it's good versus evil, it's Beauty and the Beast, it's finding what true beauty is only skin deep, you know, all those things that that people can't get rid of. And the music's pretty good, too.
Let your soul take you where you long to be.
Still, Lloyd Webber prefers the stage version.
Well, the theatre is just a wonderful place to be, isn't it? Everything is always a live performance every night. It's always special. And there's no night you go to the theatre where anything is ever going to be exactly the same as it was before or will be the day after.
Lloyd Webber has written 14 musicals, including the hits Jesus Christ Superstar and Evita, the latter of which he's reviving for the London stage. John Carucci, Associated Press.